In the New Mexico desert. It was shipped up to VSS America, designed and manufactured in California. Town Hall.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road.
Says slow down. That's only because he can't walk so fast himself or he gets tripped up.
That's
anyway,
the truth.
All right. You're not tripped up. You're in the right place, ladies and gentlemen, because you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live on a Trumpin' Tuesday. And, of course, Trumpin' Tuesdays are brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. As we come to you on the big, new, bolder, stronger, and more important to listen to than ever before, AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. Don't forget, you can also listen at our excellent website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. You can also listen at the station website, TheAnswerOrlando.com, where we would like you to join the Answer Seekers and the Regnery Book Clubs. You can also listen to us on your Alexa device. Please, if you haven't already, download the free Answer Orlando app in your smart device. And yes, indeed, we are up on the Titan Cave Cam, so you can see that I've got Randy Ross right here to my left. And what's that on your shirt?
It says,
I just noticed that.
It says bullshit.
It's got a picture of Adam Schiff
with
the word bull in front
of it. He looks like he's from outer space. Look at that.
And I think he is.
I do, too. What Trump call him, Melonhead?
Oh, yeah. He's a gem.
He's got some issues.
Mm-hmm. And we got Mike McBath in with us tonight for the only night this week. Are you sure you want to go to Nashville?
Chris, I saw the low was 30. How can Tennessee have a low of 30 when we're in April?
Well, what about those tornadoes? That
I know.
There
I figure I'm going to be diving.
And the floods.
Well, you guys are really just really getting me enthused about this whole trip.
But you're going to see your son, so it's an upside.
The one good thing when I get back, Chris, it's the Pastor's Masters.
Oh, next week?
It's not next Monday, but the Monday after that, less than 2 weeks. Because the Masters is that weekend.
What is that again?
And then we play at Heathrow. This is a Salem Network golf tournament. And
for all the pastors in the area that would like to play, they can play for free. There's no charge.
You need to get Pastor Paula White to do that.
Well, they
got her number. She's invited.
They have a lot. I mean, they'll have like 140, 145, and we got 10
Have you done
players.
It before, Mike?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. You know, we always tell stories to the
Do you let
pastors.
Them win so you don't feel guilty?
No. No, hey, I never worry about winning. I mean, I wish that were a problem.
Well, I don't know. It's a pastor. Do you want to let them win?
That's just it. I mean, you know.
I don't want to lie on my score.
Hey, I'm the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart, and Gabriel Cassiano is on the bridge again tonight, and the number is 407-774-8255. We are going to have Mike Pelese from the Americans for Tax Reform. You know, tomorrow, supposedly, Biden is going to put out a big tax proposal.
Uh-oh.
And so we'll be talking to him about that. By the way, they dropped the notion of the mileage tax.
Okay, and what's being substituted in? Anything?
Well, they didn't talk about a substitute. But, you know, the reason why they, I believe, why they dropped it is how would you collect it? How would you do it?
I think it would be on your own. Chris, we're at the beginning of the year. You have to write down on your form your
beginning. No, I would think they would check your plate.
Well,
just like they do when you go on the East Coast.
That would be perhaps one way to do it. But the other way would be to put a device on your car.
Oh, then they know
where you are. Oh, they really want to track us.
But I'm here to tell you, those are already being installed on new automobiles.
And there's so much in your phones.
Yeah, so, you know, for instance, when Tiger Woods was in that accident in California, they got like when a plane crashes, they get the black boxes out of it and stuff. They, in essence, have that for cars now. They can go back in there and check all the telemetry and all the various things.
I would think you're right.
Data. And so anyway, that's coming, but it won't be in this package. So we'll talk to him.
Well, if I get lost in Georgia driving up to Nashville, you guys will be able to find me. But
your car is brand new.
That's right. It'll do it for you. Get you there. Anthony Sabatino is going to give us an update on the Florida legislative session in the top of the next hour of the show. We got a lot of news to get to tonight. You know, last night I told you that the Ever-Loving, Ever-Given was freed. Tonight I'm going to tell you.
What does that mean?
The Ever Given, that was the ship that was stuck in the
Suez Canal. Oh, that's the name of
the ship.
How did they get that thing loose?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh.
$9.5 billion a day was lost in revenues as everybody was piled up waiting to get through.
They used, I'll just give you a hint, they used tugboats, they used something called a mash hower, and Uri.
What's Uri?
You'll have to stick around in here.
That's a couple Huskies.
Well, I guess I'm not going anywhere.
What's a Uri may not be the right way to ask the question, except in this day and age. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. In the meantime,
I bet that's that dumpster thingy, that claw thing we saw.
Well, that's actually the mash hour.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
yeah, get with it, Randy.
I'm not getting very far in today's show. All right.
So anyway, we're going to get to the mess on the border again, in particular today, what's going on in San Diego in the school system out there.
Yeah.
And what's going on out there?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
But, oh, you're giving highlights of the show. Sorry.
But and President Trump has a brand new website. And can we tell people about the Rand Paul fundraiser?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually our friend down in Osceola County that's organizing that.
Excellent. Yeah, so Rand Paul is going to be in town playing golf, Mike.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, golf for everybody.
It's only a certain amount of money, Mike. So, and I know that's hard for you to part with.
Yeah. And no, they won't be paying you that.
How about free drinks?
All right. But the market is kind of more or less stuck.
You know,
except for Bitcoin, which is still floating around like a butterfly on the wind.
Chris, I think deep down you love Bitcoin.
I think we love that it's gotten someplace that we didn't think it was going to go.
You know where it is? It's sort of ironic.
But it has proved us right in the sense that these cryptocurrencies are going to be a part of our future, one way or the other.
One way or the other, they're going to be. It's just how do we price them? You know, we can't figure it out, and I don't think anybody else can figure it out.
And they're not like a panacea. Go ahead.
But in simple terms, the market was down 100 today. I also noticed, if anybody's watching gold, I'm watching it. It was down $30 today, down to around 1684. And, you know, we haven't seen the 1600s for a while. Remember, it was up 1900. And then I also noticed our 10-year Treasury, again, Chris, is at a 14-month high. And pay attention to that. Boy, if we bust through two, it's going to be a little rough here in the marketplace. And the other
thing— What does
that
mean? That
means because if the rates go higher and higher, you know, they're going to affect car sales, they're going to affect borrowing, they're going to affect so many factors.
The cost of borrowing money goes up.
The cost of money goes up, right. And therefore, you know, and it's like housing and everything. Now, there was great
news.
And
there on the NASDAQ, a lot of those high flyers are leveraged, or at least the perception is there that the NASDAQ is very leveraged, meaning they already are borrowing a lot of money.
And the other thing like today when I mentioned housing actually set a new record in the first month of 2021. It was up 11.2%, and according to Kay Schiller, who is a National Home Index, this is the best rise we've seen since 2006. And believe me, I know from being around here, boy, the houses, the minute you put them up there, you got 2-3 bidders in a day. I mean, this is insanity. Now, one thing
But the mm-hmm. difference between now and 06 is 06, they were giving them away.
Yeah. Now you're
getting cash offers.
Away.
You're getting cash right. offers and pre-approved right. mortgages
right.
That are, you know.
It's because all those folks coming from California and New York, they went out
New
of those
York,
places.
I know.
And they're bringing their equity with them and their politics.
I charge an extra premium. But one thing people have to keep in mind, you know, there's a lot of IPOs. There were more IPOs in the first quarter of the year than there has been since the year 2000. But what the point behind that is, you're getting a lot of stock being dumped into the marketplace. Think about what an IPO is.
Just like the 90s.
And secondly, watch this one, SPACs. You know what we talk about, special purpose acquisitions, okay? This is unbelievable amount of SPACs have come out in the first quarter, too.
What are those exactly?
That's where it's a shell company that you get some guy that looks like he knows what he's doing. He goes out, raises, you know, billions of dollars and makes a statement he's going to acquire somebody. So he takes the money, acquires somebody. Now, that person has some more money. This guy may have control depending how they cut the deal. But the point behind it is simple terms. There's hundreds of these things coming out and there's stock everywhere. I'm starting to see them give ground. You know, you're seeing the IPOs giving ground. You're seeing these SPACs giving the ground. I think they're going to give a lot of ground when we get into some rough weather. So, and then you look at secondary offerings. We got massive amount of secondary offerings. And then finally, insider
selling.
That's
where a company decides to sell some of their own stock.
And then remember, the final thing is insider selling.
Why would they do that?
To raise money.
Oh, to raise money. And then with
a fire sale or
insider selling is
tied
to IPOs.
Because they might see rough waters ahead and want to have some cash on hand.
Right, and then just getting back to IPOs and stuff, when you have insider selling, what you're doing is these people are trying to get out of their stock. They can only be released at a certain point, you know, maybe 6 months out, whatever. And when you run into that wave, you're going to have a lot of stock floating around in the marketplace, and I think some of these specs people are going to be not real happy before it's over. So we'll see.
The problem with them is they're in a frothy market, for one. But two, you know, a lot of them aren't people who are real sophisticated.
Right. They're like sports athletes and stuff like that. They go, oh, Colin Kaepernick, man, he must be so good at social justice. I'll put my money in it. This guy doesn't know anything. What are you doing?
But Mike, what do you think about those blood tennis shoes, those Satan tennis shoes?
How sick is that? And I mean, in all seriousness, that you would even, some little kid would go, hey, Daddy, will you buy me a tennis shoes with blood in it so I can be like
the
guys?
But Nike did disassociate themselves.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting.
What the artist did, I guess he was a rapper, and he had, I guess, like 1,000 of this particular pair.
I think it was 660 shoes he did. He did something
like the Eagles
number.
Yes.
Yeah. And what they did was they used a special ink on them for his logo or whatever, and any ink was a quote-unquote drop of human blood. And so each shoe has supposedly a drop of human blood in the ink.
I think we should get, Mike, why don't you buy like 1,000 pairs of shoes and we'll put some holy water in them. We'll make $1 million.
Something like that, you know.
Got into your old cleats from your place. Days.
When I think of how sick that is, the guy, he's a rapper, right?
Oh,
he uses 666. You know, if you want to be a really pervert, why don't you just go to Chicago? You can get all the blood you want.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
And guess what? It would be your own
brothers.
But
you want to know the irony of it is?
Yeah.
The real irony is that Nike's shoes are made in the Xinjiang province of China, where they use slave labor out there. So isn't there already kind of blood in them anyways?
Yeah, there's blood in the style of...
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, have you ever noticed, I'm just sitting here as I look at Mike's Rolex arm, do you know that he's got his wedding ring, but he's also got his player's ring on the same finger. Yeah, he's married to the game.
That's right. He's a very sick man.
He's married to the game as much as he is Garmin.
Great. Now he's going to be locked out when he gets home tonight. So he won't be going to the game. He'll be staying at your house tonight.
Thanks for bringing it up, Andy.
I just realized it.
Thanks for stopping by.
But the coin, the Bitcoin, did move back up towards 60,000 again because PayPal has announced
that they're going to use it. I know.
Right.
And
they're going to be able to use it on PayPal.
Right. So what PayPal is doing is basically taking a risk. Right. It's more like paying your bill with a piece of gold, which may go up tomorrow or it may go down tomorrow. So PayPal may end up getting a whole lot more money for whatever you purchase with it, or they may end up getting a whole lot less, depending on how the value fluctuates after they accept it.
But don't you, I mean, based on our 2017 conversations to now, don't you agree now that it might be a little bit more legitimate than it was then?
It's hard to say because
you don't know who's going to compete against them on the government side of all governments.
And I go back to Mike's old saying, you know, when it's good, it's bad. When it's bad, it's good. In other words, when everybody wants it and everybody has it, that's the time to get rid of it.
Really?
Well, who else out there is there to get it? Right? So if it's the hottest thing out there and everybody's in it, that's the time to get rid of it.
Randy, think of oil just 3 years ago.
It's boom
when
and bust.
When it's bad, it's good. And
anybody but you've never liked Bitcoin. I'm not a player in that area.
That doesn't mean that you can't come back in later on.
And I'm not a player in that area.
It's a very risky.
But I'm curious
investment.
Why, with your play money that you have, why you wouldn't play a little bit with Bitcoin.
I'd rather play something else. You know, if I'm going to, you know, it depends what you want to play. I just don't want to play that game.
It's the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, I don't like that.
People who are in Bitcoin are rabbits.
Yeah.
Mike is the tortoise, slow and steady. The market gives you opportunities every day. As long as you're nibbling away, you're going to make money steady.
But could you acknowledge, at least, Micah, had you bought some Bitcoin back when we first started this in 2017, you would have made a lot of money.
But as I said, that's not an area. I mean, I did very well. We talked about oil, but the point with oil is that's a real product. It's been around since time began. I feel comfortable that I know what it is,
and that's the best way to invest. By the way, and one of the reasons is, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but one of the reasons why he was so successful in the market for 38 years is he didn't go always after the shiny thing. And even though some people might have made a killing in it, other people got killed in it.
No,
and so
I was always one that I always said, I'm not there. I'm not going to make you the most money, but I'm certainly not going to make you the least. And you're going to get more than a fair return. And the object is for me to hold on to your money and give you a return that you'll be happy with.
All I know, and we'll have to take a break after this, is that every time I see him at Cafe Positano with a couple that I've not seen there before, right, or something, and he's talking to him maybe at the bar or at their table or whatever, and then he goes to leave to come over to where we are, the man always grabs his hand with both hands and gives him a long shake. And
I've
the woman always
that
gets
myself.
Up. The woman gets up and gives him a big hug, and he comes over and I said, a couple of your old clients. I made them a lot of money. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, where we bring you a lot of info. We're going to take a break and come right back. The president has a new website. We'll give you that. Plus, this travesty going on in San Diego in the school system now. And, of course, Mrs. Harris had a big laugh over it again. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot here tonight on the American Adversaries Radio Show, Trump and Tuesday version, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. They're located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. They still got great deals and still got great interest rates. So please take advantage of it. That's OrlandoNissan.com.
Central Florida's conservative voice. AM 950, FM 94.9. The Answer.
Why get out of your car when you can sit right there with Tijuana Flats curbside pickup? Just order ahead, pull up, and drive away with Tex-Mex. Incredible! Fresh, fast, right to your car. Order now on the app or at TijuanaFlats.com.
Network sound and video makes memories last forever. There are so many reasons to convert your old media to digital. The advantages are endless. Digital is lighter, sturdier, and much more compact. And please consider this. Should you have to evacuate due to hurricane, flood, or fire, you couldn't pack all those heavy videotapes. You could, however, grab your entire album of DVDs and portable drives right off your bookshelf. Visit NetworkSoundAndVideo.com or call 407-834-8555.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Folks, are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Then you need to call Jim Shorkey. Just listen to what Jill had to say about her experience.
Highly recommend. I had an amazing experience with Jim. He was always quick to respond to all of my questions and gave great advice. Jim's market expertise and negotiating skills helped me get a great condo. I've purchased 5 homes in my lifetime, and Jim was the best of all the realtors I've worked with.
So when you are thinking of making that big decision, call Jim Shorkey, 321-750-4888. That's 321-750-4814. JimShorkeyRealtor.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from 417 to 434 from Fairbanks to Colonial and from Kirkman out to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from 192 to Kissimmee Vineland from Sand Lake to OBT from Colonial to Maitland and from 434 up to Lake Mary. Crash on 436 at 434. Pine Hills crash at North Lane. Poinciana crash at Old Tampa. Turnpike southbound crash near Osceola Parkway. Slowdowns back to I-4. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Dorica. How can I forget you, girl? When there is
always something there to remind me. That's right. Always something there to remind us. President Trump now has a new thing. A brand new website came out last night. Randy.
I'm excited about that. First of all, it's a direct opportunity. I mean, I already put a media request in for the American Adversaries. Hope it's our Tuesday night show, but who knows which night it will be, for us to be able to interview him. But what you can do is you can go to this website and request him or Melania for a lot of different things, including radio, print, or regular interviews. But it's a direct line to be part of communicating with the president, kind of like you did through Twitter.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah. And this is his first foray back onto the social media platforms. And it is 45, that's the numbers, 45office.com. 45
now, Chris, you have to promise office. Mike and I, if it's not Tuesday night, we get to come in on whatever night it is.
No, you will definitely be invited. That is a fact. That's a fact. Well, so it's 45office.com. You can check it out yourself, and we encourage you to do so. In the meantime, he also put out a statement yesterday having to do with the ridiculous CNN documentary on the COVID program under President Trump and Warp Speed, where Fauci basically took credit for the Warp Speed program. Said it was the best decision he ever made to go forward with the vaccine. And then you had Burks saying that she knew that President Trump was misrepresenting information to the public at that time. Which, of course, didn't make her any friends with the liberal media, because they're all like, well, okay, well, thanks for telling us now, you know what. Yeah. So Trump really responded to that last night and excoriated them both. And so
Fauci just looks like a clown. Doesn't he really?
Well, everything, I would think,
he's never, anything he says never really comes truthful, and so he keeps altering everything. He's a clown.
Dan Scavino, I think, has made a very good point that just like I shared it with you, people are sharing it all over social media. While the president may not have the platform of Twitter, like he or Facebook for that matter, we are keeping that voice alive. So this website, just sharing it and having these different connections, I think is pretty profound. Just like the statement that came out last night with him making a comment about Dr. Fauci and
Burks,
whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I think it was a way for us to say, oh my God, I can't wait to share this.
Exactly.
So we are helping. We are his surrogates. Well, again.
Once again, and I'll use your analogy with Twitter, it's kind of like we're retweeting.
We are.
Right?
We are.
In a way. We're spreading the word. And so he gets it out, and then as it's picked up, it gets spread around. And by the way, even the media does their effort, too. Because once again, they now long for Donald Trump.
Oh,
I guarantee
yes.
you.
Absolutely.
I mean, for one thing, they need a good villain, and he makes the best to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Biden is so boring, even to them. God. They can't stand it.
He is truly Mr. Potato Head. He just has no excitement to him, and it's a blank face.
They like his policies, but his style and his White House, they can't stand it.
Did you hear his statement yesterday? He starts getting quiet. He gets really like whispery towards the end when he's really trying to get us into. And I'm like, it's weird.
It is.
It's just awkward.
Surprise.
It's like.
But then you have Harris when she's asked something. That's
you
right.
think my laugh is funny? Wait till you hear that cackle.
The boy. Witch of the Hills.
Well, we'll try to get her back on the line again tonight. Yeah. We had her on the line last week briefly, so maybe we'll get her. She'll call in again later.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
All right. And Randy will also be telling you a little bit later on about the fundraiser for Rand Paul. And it'll be down there in Osceola County. Yep. And so you're invited to that. And Mike Pelese of the Americans for Tax Reform will be with us when we come back to talk about Biden's tax proposal on the eve
I
of
I can't wait, because what a disaster. $3 trillion.
94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. stock indexes closed lower Tuesday as another swell higher for Treasury yields added pressure on big technology stocks. The S&P 500 lost 0.3%. Banks and small company stocks rose. The spotlight was again on the bond market, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 1.73%. Its jump this year has forced investors to reconsider paying such high prices for many stocks, particularly the tech giants that were big winners earlier in the pandemic. Yields perked higher after a report showed consumers are even more confident than economists have expected. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points to 33,066. The NASDAQ dropped 14, the S&P 500 lower by 12, oil down to $60.55 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Here's your latest answer news update. We told you yesterday about how State Road 46 was closed due to a crash. Now we're learning more about what happened. Sanford Police says it was just before 1 in the afternoon. Guy in a car going east hit a motorcycle in the next lane over. He didn't stop. Then, as a bystander was trying to help the biker, the guy made a U-turn, went back, and intentionally hit them both. They're dead. He's under arrest. Multiple charges. Governor Ron DeSantis in Tallahassee yesterday. Wuhan flu-related matters, signing a bill providing liability protections for businesses and saying vaccine passports aren't going to be a thing in Florida, either from the states or from businesses, and reiterating nobody's going to be forced to get the jab. I'm Dave DiRico. We've got more headlines over at our website, TheAnswerOrlando.com.
It's back. It's fun. It's free. It's the All British Car Show, Saturday, April 10, 9 a.m. at a new location, Harry's Depot in beautiful downtown Sanford. There'll be Jags, Bentleys, MGs, all kinds of All British cars, and you can help judge them, as many as 200. It's great family fun, and with food vendors, a silent auction, and raffle,